You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know, it's been kind of a humorous week with the whole Anthony Weiner and then I guess the San Diego mayor's indiscretions, I should say. I want to talk about that and how I want to, though, approach what's been going on with Weiner and the San Diego mayor, and then maybe even that Ariel Castro, right, who made a plea deal with the judge for the kidnapping and assault and rape of Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight. When you see all these stories of sexual assault or sexting, Ariel Castro had blamed porn addiction, maybe we need to just go into the psychology of human sexuality. And I'm not going to bore you all with it because I know when I took psychology classes, I got bored too. But are we going about this the wrong way? For example, the mayor is going to go into 2 weeks of intensive therapy. All right. Okay. Are we kind of approaching the man or even the female, all right, and how their body deals with attraction or deals with urges that in society are completely not even considered okay, even illegal in the case of Ariel Castro, and horrific and needing to deal with Satan in hell, all right? I don't think we, as the medical profession, or we as society, are looking at what makes men tick or women tick. Even though in the media, it's usually about the men. Nobody ever talks about the woman who smacks her coworker's butt at work. She never gets in trouble. Yet a man smacks a girl's butt at work, it's all over the news. He gets fired, etc. Possibly brought up on charges. Do we as society really understand human sexuality, what we are as humans versus animals? And maybe if we did, we could maybe approach Anthony Weiner's, the mayor of San Diego, Bob Filner, even Ariel Castro differently, maybe even prevent these types of issues. All right, so we need to kind of, you know, get to the bare bones and the truth of the matter of what's going on with people, both men and women. Then, for those of you in dire need of a cardiologist, Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray, he's going to be released in 3 months. Conrad Murray is going to be out of jail in 3 months. He's probably will have served maybe less than his jail time. We'll tell out why less than 2 years of a sentence. But he's a cardiologist. I understand with Obamacare, there's not a lot of doctors out there. So for those of you that have been in line waiting to see your cardiologist, from what I understand, he may be out in 3 months. So you can schedule your appointment early. Make sure you have your copay in hand. Then I guess Pepsi has just settled a lawsuit where they will no longer label naked juices all natural because their ingredients apparently don't fit the bill. Okay, now I've been forcing my kids to drink naked juice because it's supposed to have vegetables in them, you know, like that green machine. So what's in it? So we got to talk about that. Also, they say that if there's a full moon, you're going to have much more difficulty sleeping on that full moon. Now, this news comes a week or two after a study came out saying if you're going to have heart surgery, do it on a full moon. Because more people, when a full moon was, you know, in the sky, the moon's always in the sky, but when a full moon was presented in the sky, people survived their heart surgeries, or they left the hospital early, paid their bills, I don't know. So that would be probably a pretty good story to talk about. And then there was something about teeth in here. Yeah, fewer teeth linked with worse memory. The less teeth you have, the less memory. Now, no, we're not making any jokes here. No. Think about it. right? Inflammation, period, inflammation of the gums, right? And then losing teeth means bad gums, bad teeth, bad heart, dementia. Makes sense. Like, guys, medicine, we're not rocket scientists. It's the same stuff, different day. If you notice, it's the same story, different day. So maybe instead of talking about brushing their teeth, the headline is, less teeth. Well, duh, if you don't brush your teeth, you lose your teeth. Less teeth could hurt the heart. Do we know that? You know? All right. But, you know, it's still a cool headline. Helps me get ratings. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked, do I ever take a day off? Sundays are usually my day off, but Sundays are my catch-up days. So that's when I do all my reports. It's when I do a lot of show prep. It's when I work on podcasts and YouTube stuff. It's when I shave my legs. So it's not really an enjoyable day. Not very enjoyable at all. Okay, so let's move into this. San Diego Mayor Bob Filner is refusing to step down, but has agreed to go through 2 weeks of intensive behavioral therapy as multiple women have accused him of sexual harassment. Now, what could this intensive therapy be? All right, I'm kind of interested in knowing that, all right, because some of the alleged women are saying his tongue was in their mouths, he licked their cheek, right? Meanwhile, you got Anthony Weiner still trying to run for mayor of New York City. Some of you are really enthralled with this story. You know, Anthony Weiner having the sexting issues. His wife stuck with him. Then he left Congress. After he left Congress, he still started to sext. Now he's saying there could be anywhere from 6 to 10 women and anybody else who maybe thinks any of his texts would have been deemed inappropriate. So this guy, I would say, has a problem, right? If the mayor of San Diego is licking women's cheeks, I think we could say we have a problem. But why don't we stop for a second, all right, and just kind of take a look at the average human being, whether they're female or male. So, darn, we're on break, so I want to talk about this. But my question is society putting too many restrictions on the average man and women, and is it unnatural for us to hold back? And if we identify that, should we tailor therapy?
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Our show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day Pacific time. You can hear us on XM. You can hear us online. Multiple affiliates out there coast to coast on your iPhone app, your Android app, which is for free. Or just go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on demand. And then, of course, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so throughout the years, it's been kind of interesting, okay? You know, we make jokes about politicians and even in the movies, like, you know, like the movie Dave or, I mean, a variety of movies where some politician is sleeping with some aide in the, it's a stereotype, it's a cliche, right? Sleeping with some aide in their office and then they keel over and die. And I think that happened in The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy. It happened in the movie Dave, etc. And so Warren Harding had a love child. And so politicians having sex with AIDS or with coworkers, etc., has never come as a shock to people. And unfortunately, you have some real good, solid married men out there that unfortunately, you know, get tainted by that sort of stereotype because of what we've been seeing for years in office. And maybe it's because these men have power. Maybe it's because people look at a congressman as somebody like a sex symbol, right? Or a state senator. I mean, get it. You know, John Ensign, very sexy, so I get that. But, you know, I've never really looked at politicians as being sexy, even though I really, really loved Ronald Reagan. I didn't look at him as sexy. I kind of looked at him as a father figure, you know, maybe just because of his age or because he was so nice. Maybe even grandpa figure, I don't know. But who knows? There's people out there that think politicians are sexy. So, you know, tantalizations, flirtations, option for many people out there in politics to be able to flirt and sex and possibly have any sort of dalliances with people is out there. It's easy for them to have. It's flaunted in front of them. I mean, you kind of wonder who would be sexting Anthony Weiner in the first place. Some people think he's sexy. I mean, those tidy, whitey pictures of him, I mean, were blasted worldwide on the internet. Personally, though, if I could just tell any of you gentlemen, tidy whiteys are not the sexiest underwear. Take it from me, you know, a hot-blooded American woman, boxer briefs. Boxer briefs are very sexy. Tidy whiteys, no. Not something about the white or the skid marks or actually, wait, you know what? I got something to say about skid marks too. All right, why is it that when a man soils his underwear, it's a skid mark, but when a woman soils her underwear, it's like lateral or post, it's like there's nothing in the center. It's like off to the side or, I mean, what is it about men versus women? Oh, you know what? It could be the anatomy. Never mind. That makes sense. The anatomy, I guess. Okay. All right. Well, I answered that question. So back to the underwear. No tidy whities. Boxer briefs. And make sure the boxer briefs are darker colored. Covers up the skin marks. To me, very sexy. Very sexy boxer briefs. But, okay, so the San Diego mayor refuses to quit. We'll go into intensive therapy. New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner says, you know what? I've had some transgressions. I could still run for mayor. I could still run New York City. Okay. But let's just, you know, stop for a second and take a look at how men and women have evolved and what type of pressures we now have on people in society. Okay, now I'm being devil's advocate here, okay? I don't think anybody should be sexting out of marriage. I think that is a form of infidelity, absolutely. Okay, you know, your mind your mind wanders, but I don't think you really have to go through sexting and sending people pictures of you in your tidy whities. I mean, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was trying to make her laugh. I didn't realize he was trying to sexually arouse somebody with those. Well, okay, neither here nor there. All right, and, you know, grabbing somebody's butt at work, inappropriate. Okay, hands down. Raping somebody, absolutely inappropriate. You go to jail, you go to hell. All right, we got that down. But let's take a look, if you don't mind, at what's happened in society. All right, so back in caveman days, all right, I guess people had sex with whoever they wanted to have sex with. All right, then certain laws, certain rules came about. Roman times, not during Greeks, but I think during Roman times, biblical times, of course. Right? That you become married at some point. But a man could have hundreds of wives. Look at Solomon. Right? So men could have many wives. You were not allowed to commit adultery according to the Ten Commandments. But you could have multiple wives. Polygamy was okay. Then, over the most recent couple hundred centuries, you marry one and you stay married to one person. Okay. All right. Well, that should work. That should work, okay? Some wives' sex drives drop off. Men can't have sex the rest of their lives. Some wives' sex drives are very good, you know, hanging off the chandelier type of thing. Let's go into the back of the pinto type of thing. Okay, men are happy. All right, marriages have been kind of getting by over the last hundreds of years. All right, has cheating gone on? Has there been prostitutes, harlots all this time? Absolutely. All right. Was sexting around? Probably not during biblical times. I mean, just a guess. But there has been flirtations. There have been transgressions. There have been, there has always been the desire to not be with one partner. You see this in the animal kingdom too. There's very few animal species that I believe stay monogamous. I forget, is it like dolphins? Or there's also supposed to be a type of ducks. That's right, there's a duck that sticks with his wife. Right? If you talk like a duck, you quack like a duck, it's a duck. That saying came from this mallard type of duck. I don't know. I don't know much about ducks. I don't watch Duck Dynasty as much as I should. So I guess I better. So then I could present this better. Okay, so we're looking at people like Anthony Weiner, the mayor, etc. Cheating or sexting or not cheating or licking somebody's face. We talk about porn addiction. We talk about people getting fired for looking at porn at work. We talk about men getting fired for grabbing somebody's butt, talking about their boobs. Yet we don't really discuss what happens on the women sort of things. I don't know if any of you have ever been to a Thunder Down Under or a Chippendales. Well, from what I've read, right, theoretically or hypothetically, these women go crazy. Okay, you think men go crazy at strip clubs? No. From what I understand, men at strip clubs, they sit nicely with their hands in their lap. I mean, that's what my husband tells me. If he ever went for the first time, he tells me he believes that that's what happens in these clubs. Whereas with women, I went to one male strip club. And it was because it was my aunt's birthday. This was years ago. And I decided to go because that's where she wanted to go. And she wanted to go with a bunch of women. So I'm like, all right, fine, we'll go to the strip club. And, oh my gosh, these women needed tranquilizer. Not my aunt. My aunt was cool. I mean, my aunt, you know, she had, you know, a couple dollars and she stuck it in, you know, one of the G-strings. And she was like, oh my. But her friends, I have never seen so many tongues in one room. Oh my gosh, these women were ripping off their clothes for these dancers. They were climbing on the tables. And I just kind of looked at that going, either everybody's on drugs or maybe, I mean, this is women letting loose their animalistic tendencies. So when we're trying to say, okay, well, we have to put the mayor into therapy. Anthony Weiner needs therapy. Anthony Weiner probably needed therapy because his name was Weiner. I mean, think about it. You grow up with your name being Weiner. No wonder he's obsessed with showing people his, yeah, I mean, come on. So I would just say changing the name could help with that. But do we really understand the animalistic nature of the human being when it comes to sex? Now, for any of us who have been newly married, okay, we will probably remember that there was a time when your spouse would always grab at you, right? Right? Would find you very sexy. You couldn't even get through a conversation about their mother without it ending up in sex. All right? Now things change later on in the marriage. But why? Well, they didn't have to hold back. Okay, they didn't have to hold back. You're in a new relationship. Many people aren't even getting married now. Many people are getting pregnant out of wedlock. All right, we've kind of lost some self-control. Fine, people are having sex. Great, whatever. But which is it? Is it that we are civilized people that control ourselves, and then we tell ourselves, okay, act on your sexual instincts, or are we always ready to jump, pounce, grab, lick? And the current society we're in, now in 2012, is forcing us to hold back. Is Anthony Weiner and Mayor Bob Filner the norm? And if guys like this are the norm, it's just they got caught and they're in the public eye, how do we approach the tendency for people to lick other people, grab each other's butts, etc.? I mean, you could fire men till the day come home. What about women? What about women flirting with these men? How should society approach this type of sexual intensity?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So earlier this week, one of my callers had said that her husband is addicted to porn. And what should she do? Is this a problem? How should she approach it, etc.? So we talked about porn addiction on the show. And you know, porn addiction, that's a very new diagnosis. Okay, when I was in medical school, you didn't have porn addiction. In medical school, the internet was just starting to get popular. And while I was fascinated by this website called Physicians Online, where, oh my gosh, I could actually have message boards where you could, you know, talk to other physicians when I was in my training, many other people found that you could actually find porn on the internet. So some of the first types of internet sites viewed once the internet got as big as, or, you know, started was pornography. So I was never trained on how to treat porn addiction. That was too new an illness, okay? Nowadays, porn addiction is probably even more common than any other addiction out there. gambling, alcohol, etc. It's just it's also probably one of the most underdiagnosed because you really don't have the average person come in going, hi, I'm addicted to porn. Most people won't seek help until they get fired or they get divorced or being threatened of divorce that they're looking at porn. But porn addiction is huge, trust me. A lot of people out there looking at porn. Fine. All right. Now, when we look at the topic that we were discussing, how in our society, no, it's not okay to sex. It's not okay to lick other people's face as the mayor of San Diego has been accused of. It's not okay to cheat on your spouse, etc. And I guess the mayor of San Diego is going to be going through intense therapy. I don't know what Anthony Weiner is going to do. Ariel Castro charged with the rape and kidnapping of Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus, and Amanda Berry. Blames his porn addiction. All right, we need to stop and look at how are we? Are we as a society, or a medical society, or in the psychology field, approaching this quote unquote sexual therapy that we're recommending for people correctly? All right, if the average animal jumps on another animal, all right, and we humans are animals, do we need to go back a step? Look at who we are, not to pretend and not to glorify the science. Well, we're humans, we're this and that. Okay, humans are animals. I've kept telling you that. When people get shocked that somebody all of a sudden starts to shoot, well, look at this Aaron Hernandez. You know, my kids were watching the news on Aaron Hernandez. Pictures have been surfacing of him from New England Patriots, has been charged with murder, has been kicked off the Patriots. Pictures have been surfacing of him actually holding a gun. Prior to the incident and after the incident, you know, my kids were asking, why would he do that? All right. My guess is he had some fit of rage. All right. Maybe he was on drugs at the time. Who knows? But humans, time and time again, cannot control themselves. Anybody that kills another person, with the exception of, you know, self-defense, right, because you think your life is in danger, but anybody that actively kills another person, obviously, is not holding up the standards that we believe humans should have. But humans kill. Humans rape. Humans wander. Humans cheat. Humans lick. Humans chew. You know how many medical stories now, or medical studies are out talking about HPV in the throat and now the esophagus? HPV could be the cause of esophageal cancer. How are bodily fluids getting down into the esophagus? Well, because, all right, things are in people's mouths. I get that. Okay, that's just what people do. Fine. All right, I'm not naive. I understand. I always thought the missionary position was the one and only sex position, but I guess there are a couple other types of things that could be done. I guess a book was written about in the 70s, and actually people use that as the sex Bible. Fine. I get that. All right, it's okay. It's not for here for me to judge. Fine. Crisscross applesauce, reverse cowgirl. It's up to you. I don't care. But if we don't, as humans, okay, admit to ourselves or admit to each other in the medical society, psychological society, etc., that people are animals, then I don't think we're ever going to treat or approach or prevent crimes, assault, addictions from happening. It's very natural for somebody who is not able to see breasts or body parts, etc., where for free, all you have to do is click a button on the internet and it comes up. Of course somebody's going to want to look at that. You have a coworker that you're attracted to. The coworker may dress a little bit more seductive. Maybe they don't. Maybe the coworker looks at you. Maybe there's some sort of a connection. You're an animal first. We're all of the animal species. We're an animal. You're going to be attracted to that person. But in society now, in 2013, you're supposed to hold back. You're not supposed to sex outside the marriage. You take vows. You take vows to God. Or you take vows to any other higher power that you believe in, whether you believe in a power or not. You say in sickness and in health, till death do us part. You make your vows. You vow to be with that person. All right? But when you say, okay, well, fine, we're going to put somebody in therapy because they want to sex. Well, maybe there's all these outside influences on them that therapy will never address. Everybody's mad that Weiner said he wouldn't do this again, and then he did it again. Right? And we've always talked about that same old cliche, once a cheater, always a cheater. All right? Think about it. If we are animals, and there are flirtations or something is tantalizing us, all right, what are we ever trained to hold back? We're taught as kids the word no, right? No. Sometimes we got hit. Sometimes we got beat. Sometimes we got grounded. Nowadays we do timeout. But no was supposed to mean no. Well, is no really enough? Has no always stopped your dog from going after a stray cat? No. When you say no to that dog, it's a dog. The dog's going to run after that cat. Humans have the same ability. And unless we realize that humans can be animals, we are not going to be able to prevent violence. We are not going to be able to prevent sexual assault. We're not going to teach everyone else around us how to protect ourselves. Now, yes, growing up, you always heard, oh, you know, men are animals, or, you know, women can be devious. Women are the devil. All right, and you hear that, and nobody really listens. Because, you know, when you live in a very sheltered world where you've never been assaulted or attacked, etc., you don't see that. But once somebody has sexually assaulted you, once somebody has flung for you in a moment's notice without you even realizing, you're more wary. You're more aware. You know, they're talking about all the gun violence in Chicago and how they don't understand why Illinois allows concealed carry. Well, it's because other people want to protect themselves. You bet your butt I want to be able to carry a gun, because I realize that certain humans out there don't have the self-control. They're not trained. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're comparing us to dogs now. Well, we have a mayor that licks someone's face. Can you think of another animal that licks your face? My cats don't even lick my face. The dog does. And can you blame him? He's a human being. Humans like to lick. So maybe we should start teaching our children. Maybe we should teach self-defense in school. Maybe we should teach awareness. And maybe we should actually teach self-control. Maybe we wouldn't have the obesity problem if we taught self-control. Maybe we wouldn't have the drinking problems we do, and the smoking problems we do, and the porn addiction. But nobody is taught in school self-control. We learn how to play dodgeball, and I like that. I love dodgeball. We learn our math, we get our pre-algebra, we get our Pythagorean theorems in, but do we ever learn self-control? Well, I don't feel like exercising today. Oh, I don't feel like eating vegetables. You have no choice. You're a human. You're not an animal. You don't go to a buffet and just eat everything you see. So my platform, not that I'm running for office, is let's teach self-control to everybody, and just teach us that humans can be animals. So we put up our guard a little bit better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I know in America we kind of have an anti-deportation feeling lately when it comes to immigrants. By the way, you can follow us at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, New Zealand wants to deport a chef who had moved to New Zealand from South Africa, saying he is too heavy to stay in the country. Albert Bolton-Huis weighs 285 pounds, and the government thinks the 50-year-old is too much of a health risk. He had moved to New Zealand in 2007 with his wife and had weighed 350 pounds. He has been slimming down, so he's lost, I could do the math, 65 pounds. Not too shabby. But the government thought that his weight could be too much of a health risk, and they will not deport him until after the appeal because the family is appealing. They say they are appealing, but neither has been able to work since the May decision. An immigration spokesman said Vuitenhuis no longer has an acceptable standard of health, but officials won't move to deport him until an appeal is heard. Boy, can you imagine something like that happening in America? No, you can't come. I mean, he came there late. He wasn't even an illegal immigrant. He came there on a visa. He came there on a visa, but because of his weight and him possibly costing their health system too much money, they are choosing for him not to come. Is that something America should take on? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you come to this country and you are of a certain weight, which could pose as a health risk, not even coming in sick. I mean, remember in Ellis Island, if you were sick, you couldn't get through. I mean, if you were healthy, they let you go through. They checked you for lice, they checked you for glaucoma, et cetera. Was it glaucoma? Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, or another type of illness of the eye that could cause blindness. And then, trachoma? Anyway, and then if you were sick, no, you'd have to be turned back. America at that time was taking immigrants, but they didn't want a sick population because the government only had X amount of money, could only spend X amount of money on people. There wasn't a health system, obviously no Medicare, Medicaid, etc., but they wanted to make sure they didn't, A, attract sickness, and B, have to deal with a population that couldn't support themselves. That's how things were back in Ellis Island times. Okay, in America now, yes, we open our doors to everybody, which I love about America. I love about America because I am a child of immigrants. So I am extremely proud of the American American belief that all people should come here, you know, be free, find a safety net. But my family of immigrants all became citizens. They all pay taxes. So you all know how I feel about how we should correct our immigration system such that we don't have people being able to sneak in, whereas those people that are, you know, honestly trying to do things the right way and go down the right path basically get stuck even more in the process because somebody took cuts. I've never liked anybody taking cuts. Nobody should be able to take cuts. I didn't want people taking cuts when I was in kindergarten. I didn't like people taking cuts, you know, when I was in the Walmart line. And I especially don't like, you know, people taking cuts when you have people trying to become citizens or legal residents of the country. So y'all know my immigration stance. And I think many of you agree with that too. Okay? I mean, you know, there's got to be some order with it. But with our healthcare system in shambles like it is, should we take on the attitude that New Zealand has? If you're obese, not even unhealthy, if you're obese, don't come here. Because you could subsequently have diabetes, heart disease, stroke, sleep apnea, hypertension, etc. That's interesting. I didn't know this was happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, people like Chris Christie, right? Excuse me. He claims he's the healthiest obese person you've ever met. He said on David Letterman, right? Cholesterol fine, heart's fine. I believe him, right? Because I have obese patients that are healthy. I have obese patients whose cholesterol's fine, whose sugar's fine, right? They have great sex drive. They don't grow hair where they shouldn't. They don't have abnormal discolorations. Colon cancers are clear. Mammograms are fine. Prostate exam, good. So, yeah, you could be healthy and obese, right? But, I mean, if New Zealand is picking and choosing who could emigrate to them, right? You become an immigrant, but you emigrate from, right? So emigrate to. If New Zealand is at the point where they feel they have to pick and choose and glean, even if somebody is 250 pounds and say that's too heavy, they must have very similar healthcare woes as we do. And if we get into any more trouble, we may, and I don't want to take this on, but we may unfortunately have to. All right? If you are coming into this country, now, mind you, that couple came to the country legally to New Zealand. I mean, this could prompt more people trying to come illegally. And with Homeland Security and Obama saying, you know what, let's kind of hold off deportation, and why don't we give them work visas in the meantime to help them enjoy their stay, it'll probably just attract more illegal immigrants. But, you know, we're so worried about our senior population, and there's so many rules starting to move into place where our American, hardworking, tax-paying citizens who have now become senior age, there's so many concerns about and so many decisions already in the workings of, well, they won't be now in the front of the line for transplants, we'll have to put them back, Medicare is going to only cover this. So as we're dropping their benefits and not paying for certain things, all right, but we're giving priority to illegal immigrants, I'm just saying we may want to take another looky-loo, like a little peek, at the current system that we have, and maybe just fine-tune it just a touch. Okay, I don't want to be too controversial. Okay, I got to be careful that you can't be too controversial. But I'm just suggesting, just think about it, okay, that maybe rather than skimping on the health benefits of our longtime American citizens that put money into the system that they expected they would able to benefit from once they hit retirement age, maybe trying to put a little bit less restrictions on that population and try to streamline the healthcare dollars spent on the non-U.S. citizens, non-taxpaying people that just came here. Just a thought, an economic thought, okay? Just talking economics here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. I love history. Anything medical history involved, I love. And it's kind of interesting because a report has come out that 18th century doctors thought there was a hysteria plague among 18th century women. And they believed that chocolate was causing a hysteria plague. The doctors in New Spain thought that chocolate was a symptom of a life dedicated to idleness. Cocoa had been discovered in the New World, had gained a lot of popularity. It was served hot, cold, not as sweet as it is now, and not with almonds and M&Ms and sprinkles and marshmallows stuck in it. So, mind you, this was still more of a bitter chocolate. They added sugar later. But they said nuns were at particular risk. And so the nuns were instructed during the day to communally cut back on their chocolate consumption. Plus, chocolate was considered an aphrodisiac. So, of course, you didn't want the nuns doing that. So, kind of interesting. By the way, any of you guys that ever have any little history tidbits, please send them to me at drdahlia.com. I just love anything that has to do with history and medicine. Right? Does chocolate make women hysterical? I am not hysterical. What about me is hysterical? I had no chocolate today, by the way, so you can't say it's chocolate. Obamacare makes me hysterical. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the day. Make sure you check in with us Monday morning, 9 to 12 Pacific time. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. God bless.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and field work with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.